It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, in your day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast of Torso, the Refreshing Simplicity of Eden Ministry. The Bible says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. It's time for our opening prayer. My wife, I dreamed of, will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this opportunity to come together to be able to open up your word. Father, we pray that your spirit would teach us the things we need to know. Please anoint the words of our pastor, fill him with your spirit, and help us always to grow in grace and wisdom. This is prayed and asked in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is, It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. It's about time.
Amen. I've entitled today's message, It's Time to Clean House. It's Time to Clean House. It's Genesis chapter 35. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you very much for this day that you've given to us. We ask that you would be with us, Lord, as we strive to follow your will. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. My brothers and sisters, Genesis 35 comes after Genesis 34, right? Well, Genesis 34 was the story of how Levi and Simeon tricked the Shechemites into circumcising all the males, and then they went in and killed all the men because their sister Dinah had slept with one of their leaders. She was not raped. She was maybe tempted, coerced. The Bible says he dealt with her as a prostitute. So prostitutes get something for what they give. So there was some maybe monetary blessings or monetary gifts, not blessings, offered or whatever the case might be. So it was a very horrible thing. And that caused Jacob to recognize that there were problems in his home. There were real problems in his home. And he realized that there was some cleaning up to do. And so we're going to see here, brothers and sisters, that Jacob realized that he had allowed some things in his own home that brought about greater evils, okay? And so it was his fault to a certain point, and so he realized he needed to do something. That's what we're going to read today. The Bible says in Genesis 35, "And God said unto Jacob, Arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother." Now you've got to put yourself in the mind of Jacob. He just realizes his son did a terrible thing. He's like, how could this be done? What did I do wrong? How could my sons be like this? Then Jacob said unto his household and all that were with him, "Put away the strange gods that are among you and be clean and change your garments." So it's very interesting because he realizes that he had allowed idolatry in his own home. He had allowed some wrong principles in his own home, and that may have led to them not being as close to God as they ought to be, and therefore he said, hey, we've got to get back to God. As he said, we've got to put away the strange gods. He said, "And let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto God who answered me in the day of my distress." Watch this. "And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods that were in their hand and all their earrings which were in their ears, and Jacob hid them under the oak which was by Shechem." We're not going to go into all of this, friends, but if you do a biblical study, you will find that whenever people put their own jewels on and jewelry on, God, it generally tended to not always end well, and God told them to take it off, okay? Jewels are going to be in our crowns when we get to heaven. God just knew that we can't handle, we're just naturally vain, and so he said he wants what does he want to shine? The inner part of us to shine forth, okay? So this is just one of the many times where God told them to give up their earrings and other things that they did, and these were they originated as strange gods. "Let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto God who answered me in the day of my distress and was with me in the way which I went. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hand and all their earrings which were in their ears, and Jacob hid them under the oak which was by Shechem. And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them, and they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. So Jacob came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan, that is Bethel, he and all the people that were with him. And he built there an altar and called the place El Bethel, because there God appeared unto him when he fled from the face of his brother. But Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried beneath Bethel under an oak, and the name of it was called Alon Bakuth." Now, I just want to bring out that when we call ourselves family, of course we have a biological family, but God does want us to have a spiritual family. So Rebecca was the mother of Jacob. Rebecca was the mother of Jacob. She was the mother of Jacob and Esau. And it appeared that Jacob took care of her nurse. She had already died. So Jacob took care of her nurse. And so, my brothers and sisters, that teaches us that we aren't just to care for the people who are in our family, our mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters, but in a larger way, we are to take care of the family of God. That is something that God has set forth, and you see this in the life of Jacob. So, you know, we call ourselves brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so, but we don't often treat each other like brothers and sisters. So we need to stop all of that and understand that in God's eyes, we're more, because it's the blood of Jesus that binds us together. So we do have to be concerned about the welfare and the livelihood and the comfort of our brothers and sisters, doing what we can. Now, people shouldn't be like, okay, well, I'm old. The church should take care of me. No, you do what you can to take care of yourself. The Bible has clear counsel that the widows primarily that were older, that means maybe they wouldn't have any sustenance. There was no Social Security welfare at that time. But just because even a woman lost her husband, that doesn't mean that the church had to flip, you know, fit all her bills, okay? She could still work. She could still do. So God wants us to be industrious and independent and all of that. But at the same time, as a church, we are to look out for one another. That is God's plan, okay? So, and God appeared unto Jacob again when he came out of Padan Aram and blessed him. And God said unto him, thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins. And the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed after thee will I give the land. And God went up from him in the place where he talked with him. And Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he talked with him, even a pillar of stone. And he poured a drink offering thereon, and he poured oil thereon. And Jacob called the name of the place where God spake with him Bethel. And they journeyed from Bethel, and there was but a little way to come to Ephrath. And Rachel travailed, and she had hard labor. And it came to pass, when she was in hard labor, that the midwife said unto her, fear not. Thou shalt have a son also. And it came to pass, as her soul was in departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. And Rachel died and was buried in the way of Ephrath, which is Bethlehem. Now, something that you would not really think about in this verse, so this is the death of Rachel as she is giving birth to Benjamin. Now, the Bible says, as her soul was departing. The Bible says every living soul died in the sea. That's in the book of Revelation. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 2:7 or 1:26, I forget which one, but it says the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So the bottom line, brothers and sisters, when it says her soul departed, that's just the breath of life. So this teaching that when we die, we go straight to heaven, or when we die, we go straight to hell, is not in the Bible. Ecclesiastes 9:5 says, for the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything. What the Bible teaches is that when we die, we're not floating around. We're not in stardust. We're not heaven. We're not become stardust. We didn't become stardust. No reincarnation. We are asleep. Like, you do not recall all that happened. Yeah, you might have dreamed, but it's a sleep where you don't have any consciousness of thought at all. And you rise up on resurrection morning. That's what the Bible teaches. Your job is to have the righteous life so that when you rise up, it's at the first resurrection. Revelation chapter 20 says the second resurrection occurs 1,000 years later. That's after God's people go to heaven and sentence the wicked. That's another concept. A lot of people think the great white throne judgment means that some people get a second chance. No, you do not. Every case is decided before Christ comes, but all the people are not sentenced, and God allows them to be sentenced by a jury of their own peers. That's a beautiful concept, okay, that God put together. So I just want to bring that out. So unfortunately, you have to understand, let's put ourselves in this. Who did Jacob love? He really loved Rachel. Now, he ended up with Leah, and when he got Rachel's handmaid, and when he got Leah's handmaid, and the only reason why he married the handmaid is that the wives wanted to have more children since they were barren at different times, they compromised and let him marry their handmaids. And so they would still kind of feel like, since you work for me, this is my child type of a thing. It was not God's plan. We only need one wife. You only need one husband. And you should treat him and her righteously, kindly, and with respect. Brothers and sisters, mutual respect, by the way. But let's make sure that we are living the way that God ordained us to live, and we will save ourselves many troubles. And it came to pass when Israel dwelt in that land, and by the way, for those of you who just come in, we're reading Genesis 35. We're talking about cleaning house, how Jacob said when he realized the spiritual state of his children, he said, wait a minute, I've allowed idolatry. We got to give up these strange gods. And they just gave them up. And it came to pass when Israel dwelt in that land that Reuben went, and listen to this, and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine, and Israel heard it. Now the sons of Jacob were 12. So, brothers and sisters, these people had some major issues, okay? They're going to pay for what they did. There's always consequences to our sin. And it came to pass when Israel dwelt in that land that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine, and Israel heard it. That's Judah. I'm sorry, that's Jacob. And now the sons of Jacob were 12. The sons of Leah, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and Simeon, and Levi, and Judah, and Issachar, and Zebulun. The sons of Rachel, Joseph, and Benjamin. The sons of Bilhah, Rachel's handmaid, Dan, and Naphtali. The son of Zilpah, Leah's handmaid, Gad, and Asher. These are the sons of Jacob, which were born to him in Padan Aram. And Jacob came unto Isaac, his father, unto Mamre, unto the city of Arba, which is Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac sojourned. And the days of Isaac were 120 years, and Isaac gave up the ghost and died, and was gathered unto his people, being old and full of days, and his sons, Esau and Jacob, buried him. So, friends, God is encouraging us to make sure our homes are homes that the Spirit of God can dwell in, okay? And we do have to watch how we talk to each other, how we treat each other, how we, whether or not we're diligent, whether or not we're timely, because that can create frustration in one another. We have to all look and see, what can I do to make sure that my family life is better? And God places the primary responsibility of that on the husband, secondarily the wife, and all of us should just look internally and say, how can we improve? And, you know, the real thing is, I remember when we were getting some premarital counseling, our counselor said two words. He said, this will solve most marriage problems. Be nice. Be nice. Okay? All right, brothers and sisters. That is our worship thought today. Let's clean house by being like Jesus in character. That's what's most important. We're going to take a break now, and we'll be back, and Sister Donna will be sharing with us tips on eating healthy. So at this time, we'll have the torso song.
There's a one-of-a-kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. SK brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune, butter, meat, eggs and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Do you feel enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved, you can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered, and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to torso north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine? You can break every chain, your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow. If
thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so. You might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
All right, we're going to hear from Sister Donna. Tips for eating healthy.
Good morning, everyone. I'm going to give you some information on tips for eating healthy, and here are some recommendations for healthy eating. We should eat a variety of fruits and vegetables. Eating fruits and vegetables of different colors gives your body a wide range of valuable nutrients, including fiber, folate, potassium, and vitamins A and C. Some are examples of green spinach, orange sweet potatoes, black beans, yellow corn, purple plums, blueberries, red watermelon, and white onion. Have them with meals or for snacks. Leave skins on your fruits and vegetables if possible. For example, eat the skin when you have a baked potato and snack on unpeeled apples, pears, and peaches. Don't forget to rinse them very well, or wash them these days, before eating. Eat a diet rich in foods that contain fiber, such as dry beans, fruits, vegetables, and whole grain foods. Breakfast is a good time to enjoy foods with fiber. For example, try unsweetened whole wheat or bran cereals and add fruits such as berries and bananas. Season your foods with lemon juice and herbs or spices instead of butter and salt. And then look for foods that are low in cholesterol and fat, especially the saturated fat mostly found in foods that come from animals and trans fat found in many cakes, cookies, crackers, icings, margarines, and microwave popcorn. Saturated fats and trans fats can increase blood cholesterol levels. So choose and prepare foods with very little salt. Reaching and maintaining a healthy weight are important for your overall health and well-being. The secret is to balance your energy in and energy out over the long run. Energy in is the calories that come in from the foods that you consume and beverages, and you have each day, and energy out is the calories you burn for basic body functions and doing physical activity. Your weight will stay the same when the calories you eat and drink equal the calories you burn. On the other hand, you will gain weight when the calories you eat and drink are greater than those you burn. Physical activity can help you reach and keep a healthier weight. Watch your portion size, finally. Portion control helps limit calorie intake, especially when eating foods that are high in calories. And then you want to drink enough fluid. It's important to drink enough liquid to keep your body working properly. This is particularly true for older adults because they often don't feel thirsty, even if their bodies need fluids. Drinking enough fluids every day is essential for those who exercise regularly, eat large amounts of protein, use laxatives, or live in areas with high temperatures. Check with your doctor, however, if you've been told to limit how much you drink. There are apps that you can find in your app store that will help you to drink water, to get enough water. You actually don't want to wait until you feel thirsty to drink water. It's more preferential that you drink water on a schedule. So if you go to the app store, you can get apps that will give you an alarm through your phone to remind you to consume water regularly. Drink plenty of liquids such as water and other drinks as long as they don't have added sugar. Fat-free or low-fat milk, 100% juice, coffee, and tea also are good sources of fluids, as are foods with high moisture content, such as fruits, vegetables, and low-sodium broth-based soups. Now, those who choose to drink alcoholic beverages should do so sensibly, and we don't recommend it at all, and in moderation, which means up to one drink per day for women and up to two drinks per day for men. So it is better that you would refrain from drinking alcohol, just as you would refrain from eating meat. But again, it's all dependent on where you are within your spiritual journey with the Lord. And finally, eating out is enjoyable, but restaurants often serve very large meals, which can be high in calories, fat, and salt. And so here are a few tips to help make your meal both delicious and nutritious. Order foods such as salad with vegan cheese or other toppings, and choose a low-fat or fat-free salad dressing, and ask for the dressing on the side to control how much you use. Choose your foods that are baked, broiled, braised, grilled, steamed, sautéed, or boiled instead of fried. And with these methods of choosing off on the menu as well as cooking, then you control the fat that is added to the food. This reading today comes out of the Go For Fit book that is titled Exercise and Physical Activity, Your Everyday Guide from the National Institute on Aging. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
All right. Thank you very much, Sister Donna. All right, it's roll call time, brothers and sisters, and we start with, we have South Carolina. I'm not so sure where one of my dear sisters is. We have Georgia, and we go to the call, and we have Ohio, we have Alabama, we have Pennsylvania, we have Maryland, we have Delaware, and we have New Jersey, we have Iowa and Georgia. So we're glad that you're with us on Facebook. We have a good morning from Sister Vicki. And those on the call, if anybody has any comment, just press star 6. We've got Brother Joseph on the line. Good morning, brother.
Yes, good morning. How are you doing? The sister, I'd just like to ask you a question, please, if I might. Do you have any thoughts on using raw foods on a regular basis?
You said of eating raw foods on a regular basis?
Eating raw foods on a regular basis. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Well, the truth is the closer you can consume your food to coming out of the ground, or the closest you can get it to the way God made it, is always better for you. However, some people have to consume something that is cooking. You don't want it just be on totally raw food. You need something that is warm sometimes to go into your body. It's nutritious, and it is also soothing to the digestive system. However, eating raw all the time also increases the amount of fiber in your diet. And sometimes you may be very fiber sensitive. So that would be a subject, and those are my thoughts on it, but you really want to do more research on it. You want to maybe look at how you feel when you eat more raw. But yes, the closer we get it to the way it was presented in the Garden of Eden, the better for us. Is that after
your question? Thank you. Thank you, yes.
Welcome.
Anything else, Brother Joseph?
No, that'd be just fine. Thank you.
All right, we're going to move to Sister Desiree. Good morning, Sister Desiree.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Listen, I wanted to say, and good morning, Sister Maria. I wanted to ask, I remember reading somewhere in the Bible about, was it Leah and Rachel? And I was wondering, like, the way he buried Rachel versus how he buried Leah. It's like he definitely gave her honor, and I was wondering about that at one time, so I thought I would take this opportunity to ask that question. Like, he gave her the most respect, talking about Leah. And I was like, well, how come he didn't do Rachel like that, and that's the one he loved? So I was just asking, thought I would ask.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I'm just looking that up while you said it. It says that her death can be found in our burial, Genesis 49. Let me just go there. Genesis chapter 49. What was that? Verse 31. Let's see. Okay, so if we're on 31. Okay, it says, and I'm going to start with verse 28, all these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is that, this, and this is it that their father spake unto them and blessed them, every one according to his blessing. He was blessed, and he charged them and said unto them, I am to be gathered unto my people, bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephraim and the Hittite, in the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, that is before Mamre in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field of Ephron the Hittite for a possession of a burying place. And they buried Abraham and Sarah his wife, and they buried Isaac and Rebekah his wife, and there I buried Leah, it says. I don't know, are you thinking that because she got buried in maybe the family plot that this was more of an honor to her? Is that the concept?
Yeah. I'm not saying she shouldn't have been honored. I was just, like, she was honored. And then I was like, well, Rachel was buried here. And I don't know if maybe they were in a different location. Yeah. I don't know. I was just...
I'm thinking it may be, see, you know, sometimes when you know you're going to pass, you can say, hey, I want to be around family. You know what I mean? That kind of concept. And so okay. They may have probably been near, but they weren't expecting Rachel to die. She was of childbearing age. She just died. I mean, I'm sure it broke Jacob's heart. That was the woman that he loved, and she died in childbirth. So they weren't planning on it. It wasn't like she was old. She was of childbearing years, and it just happened to be a tragic situation that God allowed. So that's what I believe personally. And therefore, you just can't keep a dead corpse. There's too much bacteria that would, when the breath of life goes out of us, it's just too much bacteria. I was talking to a mortician, and he said that if you could, there's enough toxins in the spinal cord of a deceased person, even a few minutes after death, that could properly injected kill a lot of people if they injected that what's in a person's spinal cord into their body. So that's all. I believe that's what that was. They sometimes just had to bury people where they were because they weren't close to the family plot.
Okay. It was just
all right. Anything else? You're welcome.
No, that's
you're welcome. Welcome. All right. Anybody else want to share anything? We've got about 20 minutes to the top of the hour. We do have a good morning from our dear sister Bernadette down there in Florida. And we've got also watching our brother from Kenya, Brian. God bless you both. All right, well, there is no one else in the queue at this time. I would ask my wife if she would close out at this time.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time of worship. We thank you for giving us this opportunity to be able to hear from you this morning, Lord. And we thank you for those that have participated on this call along with us. We ask that you would bless every heart in a special way and that your spirit will continue to be with us throughout this day as we ultimately do service unto you as well as unto others. And we ask that you will bless every heart in a special way. Grant us spiritual, mental, and physical healing is our prayer to you on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now, undreamed of. God bless you.
Amen. Our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord.